Gilaim, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Hey, 3-5. In the previous Mishnah, we were introduced to what I call there and in other places too, the misbehaved or naughty vegetables, three particular types of vegetables that grow wildly as they grow. And therefore, the point of the previous Mishnah was, if you have three separate rows of these vegetables, single rows are not sufficient to make them visually distinct because the way they grow, it's sort of wild and unruly, and therefore you need to have double rows. So even though those particular species are hard to control, this Mishnah has a big chiddush. It says, Notea adam kishos udalas lasoch gumaachas. You can plant two of those trees listed here. Kishos is either a melon or a cucumber. Udalas, a gourd. We had the not listed here, the pul hamitzri from the previous Mishnah, which would be the same, the Egyptian bean. Lasoch gumaachas, into a single hole. I mean, a very small hole. The hole could be just, you know, a tefach deep and narrow close together. It doesn't matter. Ublavad provided that. Shetei zu notalisadze. As long as these two plants that you planted a single seed of lean in two different directions, venota se'ar shel zu lakan, you have to just drape the foliage. Se'ar means hair, but if you look back to Peah, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel, you saw se'ar meant foliage there also, in the case of trees. Here you have se'ar, the foliage of these plants are draped in two, you keep them in two separate directions. Ve'se'ar shel zu lakan. The hair, meaning the foliage, of the other plant on the other side. And that way you'll have two plants growing out of a single hole, but since it's visually distinct where they're coming from and where they're going to, and that they've been planted together and overlapping and intertwining, so then it's going to be permissible. The next words of the Mishnah, as we have them, are probably not the original Mishnah. According to most, they were introduced later on. The Rambam doesn't have them, etc. The Mishnah reads, Shekol ma she'asru chachamim, all that the rabbis forbade in this regard, lo gazru, they were all rabbinically decreed, only because ela mifnei maris ayin, so it shouldn't look like a person has planted two species together. And here, you're not planting them together to merge together, you're keeping them separate, and that is sufficient, as long as they're visually distinct. So, according to the Bar Tanura and most other Rishonim, we're talking about any two plants can be planted in a single hole, as long as you have a single seed of each, and that you keep their foliage in two separate directions. And that's okay. And the reason why the Mishnah chose these two plants is because, as we saw in the previous Mishnah, these are the misbehaved plants that grow wildly. And even these plants, you can plant one of each in a single hole. And kol shekein, all the more so, other plants which are better behaved. Interestingly, there's a Tosfos in Shabbos, Daf Pei on my base, 85b. Tosfos learns that actually, in this Mishnah, that these misbehaved plants are actually, it's a virtue to them that they grow long and wild because it provides enough foliage to drape in two separate directions to make them visually distinct, which would not be the case with other plants. In any case, Shulchan Aruch goes with the Rambam and others that it's a kol shekein, meaning any two plants can plant in a single hole. More than that, in fact, and the Shulchan Aruch goes with the Rambam, you can look it up for yourself, it's in Yerodei Reish Tzadi Zayin, Lamed Aleph. Let's see, Flamen Aleph. So that's a Yoredea 297, paragraph 31. That the Shulchan Aruch goes like the Rambam, based on Yerushalmi, you can even do four seeds in a single hole. Provided that you drape the foliage in four separate directions, meaning like one north, one south, one east, one west, and you could have four seeds in a single hole. That's the Shulchan Aruch Paskins, in fact.